Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has strongly condemned what he called the barbarous Russian and Syrian regime airstrikes on civilians in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry also addressed the situation in Syria, saying the U.S. is on the verge of ending talks with Russia in response to days of deadly attacks on Aleppo.
It's irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place to be sitting there trying to take things seriously. There's no notion or indication of a seriousness of purpose with what is taking place right now. So it's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
United States is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a peace ceasefire that had led UN relief convoys near Aleppo. Sudan's justice minister has refuted claims by displaced persons in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur that they suffered chemical exposure. The hands of the government of Sudan, Amnesty International, saying since January, people in the area have reported blisters and rashes, skin falling off, eye problems, severe respiratory issues, and other complications. Amnesty says these symptoms are due to chemical weapons used by Sudanese authorities. But Justice Minister Awad Hassan El-Noor says government officials were very astonished to hear the allegations. He said it was the first he had heard of such events. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency warning the impending battle by Iraqi government forces to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State militants could trigger one of the largest man-made disasters in many years. UNHCR says it is rapidly scaling up operations in anticipation of the event. UNHCR representative in Iraq Bruno Ghetto says many options are being considered, including setting up emergency camps closer to the theater of operations.
The assumption is that these people will not be taken too far from their villages. The people taken there may remain there for a shorter period of time. Once the village is cleared and stabilized, they will return.
Ghetto says the UNHCR is particularly concerned about the safety and protection of civilians fleeing Mosul. He warns Iraqi civilians could get caught in a terrible situation if IS militants decide to make a last stand to keep control of the city. Ghetto also says preparations to assist hundreds of thousands of displaced Iraqis is being hampered by the lack of money. He says the operation will cost $196 million, but to date he says the UNHCR has received $63 million, only 33% of what it needs. In U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is unleashing a wave of attacks on Republican Donald Trump, often saying Trump cannot provide solid leadership. She spoke to supporters about her plans for the country.
Number one, we need an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top, right? We need to keep our country safe, and we need to lead the world with strong and steady leadership in accordance with our values.
Trump also spoke to supporters.
We're going to work very hard together over the next 40 days. Can you believe it? 40 days. This started June 16th in New York City, and here we are. And we're going to win this state. We're going to win back the White House. We're going to make America great again.
Two candidates faced off in a debate earlier in the week and will do so again on October 9th. This time in a town hall format where voters will ask the questions rather than a moderator. Curtis Roosevelt, he is the oldest grandson of former U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt, has died. He was 86, died at his home in France of an apparent heart attack. Roosevelt, a former U.N. officer, was the son of Anna Roosevelt Halstead, the only daughter of Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.